The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The devil said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word of God. During this Lenten season, we are called to reflect on our sinful nature and to praise God for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to live on earth, to serve humankind, and to die for our sins. We connect with Jesus during his temptation in the wilderness and experience the freedom from sin through his death and resurrection. Today we examine the first temptation as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, which we read earlier. Jesus, having fasted for 40 days, and now physically weak, is tempted by the devil to satisfy his physical needs and to doubt the goodness of God. The devil does the same to us when we are at our weakest points. He tries to tell us to place our self-worth in our circumstances or in our performance, rather than simply placing our identity in Jesus alone. There are many temptations that we sadly fall into because our flesh is naturally weak. But we have a God who will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. He will provide a way out. Jesus' experience helps us to see these common temptations that keeps us from serving God effectively. We can learn from his response to them exactly how we are to respond, and that is with Scripture. We can combat them by saturating our hearts and our minds with the truth. We have no power to beat the devil at his game of temptation apart from the Word of God. This is the ammunition that the Lord has given us to defend ourselves. May I invite you to join us next week.